Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from the storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. I hope yours is safe and warm. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Talk Tuesday, and it's the holiday season.
of Christmas is not far, far away. 2013 is literally here. Yes, here, right? This is an amazing, amazing time of year. Any time of year is a time to spread love and good cheer, but especially this time. So you're here at the place, checking out Talk That Talk, because of Shock Entertainment Report. I found out this is one of the best places for indie, underground, mainstream music, amazing entertainment lifestyle show. And I really thank you for your support, because it couldn't be amazing without you and without your support, you know, for real. So I have to share the stats with you during the next broadcast regarding the views and the listens and so on. I know many of you are like me when it comes to, you know, wanting to know stats and so on. I want to shout out Miss Shelby Johnson Allen. You know Shelby J, who sings with Prince MPG. She has a song produced by Prince with Anthony Hamilton that she's been talking about on her Facebook page. If you don't network with her, what are you waiting for? Because she is fun. She is fun to network with. Another amazing talent representing North Carolina.
I'm yours, all yours tonight. Yeah. Must have heard, got that word, I move that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I got pee. Ran into a rocko in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting dome. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. Flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Flat out to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speechless. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Do when I got you. Tell me how to love you. Tell me how to hold
up, Big D? With Fort in the Foundry. Hold me down for that. I believe you heard Talk That Talk. And I tell so Dread Days, who are in the studio now making new music to introduce to us for 2013. Can't wait. Here's another one by Wiz Ford and the Foundry. Be Like You. Big D, their music climbing Reverb Nation rock chart in Dallas, Texas. So check them out everywhere online, ReverbNation.com, Facebook, their MySpace page, SoundCloud, Wiz Ford and the Foundry. Happy birthday to all you December babies. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my little neighbor, who I think he might be turning 5 on tomorrow, and also to my big deep friend, Mr. Thomas Prater, who will be celebrating his birthday on tomorrow, and many of you that are celebrating today, this month, during the holiday season. You know, I'm a summer baby, an August baby, which you all know, if you've been listening to the show in, you know, since the beginning, or especially in the month of August. And I love birthdays, don't you? But I figured it's always fun, maybe, for those of you that have birthdays in December, you get a chance to celebrate not only the beautiful holiday season and Christmas and Lord Jesus Christ's birth, but then your own birthday also. That seems like such a joyous time to celebrate your birthday. Even though I love my summer birthday and my August birthday, it just seems like it would be so neat to celebrate your birthday in December.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was there, you were there.
Bands of the 80s, especially the late 80s. Love me some INXX in the 80s, and Bon Jovi, and Journey, and wow, I can just go on and on and on and on. I mean, really, just amazing. Really. I know, right when I was getting ready to play the next song, it decided to leave my site. It's Gangnam Style. Bye. Tim is Mag Troll Mix. Check more of Tim is Mag Troll Mixes at SoundCloud.com.
Probably never got your man. Oh man, I got that good thing. No, I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, yeah, right, baby. Don't forget your man. Oh man,
work it out for me. Make the booty pop. Keep the blood flowing. Baby, keep me right. Pay the water bill so I can keep it dripping. Back slowly, you know that poppy's sipping. And we ain't tripping off a weight, stay in shape. Lifting up my baby in the cake. See her face look shot when I hit it with the cock. No doodle. She a bad bitch. Take her for a walk. No doodle. Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, free throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Cleaning your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that see-through. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man, your man.
Work it out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the top. Young homie keeping watch like the ex-girl twat. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls can't just ride me like a rental man. First and last is taken, I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. Cause I ain't riding name. Close name, kissing name. Ass where you been, took it, niggas man. Took it, why blast. Giving up career, treated for some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trait and a CD, both covered in ash.
Thank you. Don't you And packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seals. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Great information. Great PSAs. You know, before the holiday season began, on Talk That Talk Tuesday, we started talking about companies and different industries that are hiring during this holiday season, this end of the year time also. And I'm checking out Minority Business Development Agency's website, Minority Business Development Agency, U.S. Department of Commerce, Grow Your Business, Build the Nation, Department of Commerce, United States of America. And in the corner, they have a Did You Know fact. And it states that, did you know MBDA Minority Business Centers helped clients secure contracts totaling $6.9 billion during the last five fiscal years? But the topic that I'm looking at is in regards to what we've been talking about in the past week, even before holiday season started, in this regard, in holiday season hiring. And you know, you can also say the annual end of the year hiring also. 10 rules for holiday season hiring. And this is a blog by Dan Hanaher. And it states, as the economy continues to gain traction, many small retailers are forced to put more of their economic eggs in the holiday season shopping basket, hoping to take advantage of an uptick in consumer confidence. A three-month end-of-year holiday splash is possible, but may be more difficult this season. So hiring extra help for the hoped-for push should be thought out more than ever. Here are some ways to help make short-term hires pay off. 10. Have a staffing plan. Know what it takes to get specific tasks done and how long it should take for a competent person to learn what you want them to do. Resist the temptation to be over-optimistic about what you would need to handle holiday season volumes. 9. Know how much a new hire really costs. Recruiting, hiring, training, employment tax, wages, etc. all have costs. Compare these costs against the expected benefits and increased revenues or saved expenses. Are you making a wise decision versus paying some overtime to existing staff? 8. Don't overthink the process. You're not hiring someone for more than a few weeks. Don't make the process so comprehensive that it sucks up all of your time and energy. If you plan to take more than a week, 10 days at the most, you're overdoing it. 7. Do at least minimum background checks. You don't want someone who's likely to steal inventory or money or sell stuff to friends and family at 80% off. Plus, they need to show up when scheduled for work. Verify at least 2 separate work references in the last year. If available, be wary of applicants with no verifiable work experience. 6. Recruit early. During the holidays, many folks will be looking for part-time work. The longer you wait, the less chance you'll have to select from the best applicants. And 5, don't overhire. You're not in need of a brain surgeon here, and there's no need for an extensive training curriculum. Hire to fill the current need and not for the future. Plus, hire the bare minimum to get by until you can verify there's enough demand to add a second or subsequent new employee. 4, don't make promises. Never say you may be able to keep someone on after the holidays just to get what you perceive as a good applicant to commit to joining your firm. If it may work out later, deal with the issue when you're ready to extend the offer. 3, use your community. To find the right workers that will match your business needs, rely on the community, you know, local associations and clubs, schools, religious organizations, friends and family. And 2, trust your gut. We all know what we like, and most business owners know what their customers like. If your gut says not this one, move on to the next interview. And 1, number one, hire personality and train for skill gaps. People pleasers help make sales, and you can't teach personality. If you need a temporary employee to be the face of your business, get the most cheerful, helpful, and positive person you can. It would be the best investment you can make in holiday staffing. Small business retailers should proceed with caution. And that's Dan Hanager, SBA Regional Administration. And also this week, right, tomorrow is the 5th, right? So the 30th Anniversary Minority Business Development Week Conference is also happening. I know usually here in Jackson, you usually hear a lot about midweek. Usually at the Jackson Medical Mall. But event date tomorrow, December the 5th, 2012, all day. December 5th, 2012, all day. December 6th, 2012, all day. And you can register here if you're in Washington, D.C., for the actual national event. And it reads that, look forward to seeing you in D.C. Be sure to check the latest schedule and event details. We're excited about the great opportunity to once again convene the Minority Enterprises, MBEs, and MBDA clients and partners, as well as the general business community, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the National Minority Enterprise Development Midweek. This milestone celebration has been organized and coordinated in a manner befitting its place in history. However, due to circumstances beyond my control, MBDA is rescheduled the 2012 National Week Conference, which is now. It had been rescheduled to December the 5th and 6th, 2012, in Washington, D.C. At this time, we're very confident that this midweek event will be an informative, engaging, and an excellent vehicle for MBEs, local officials, and federal partners to come together and to help ensure continued access to finance, contracts, and markets. This year's midweek agenda will offer attendees a host of very valuable opportunities to network, partner, and identify contracting opportunities. Midweek attendees can look forward to a billion-dollar B2B Expo, a CEO fireside chat, NBC networking events, and power learning sessions. Take a look at the schedule. You can visit their website. Also, it will be held at the Marriott Wardman Park, 2660 Woodley Road, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20008. Contact number is 202-328-2000. So those of you that are in D.C. and are going to that event, have fun, have a blast. And, again, it's usually in local communities because I know here in Jackson, I've been to many midweek events before in the past. I haven't heard anything, so I'm going to have to Google something. Usually, I know there's events at the Medical Mall and other areas around here when midweek comes around. So it's a big event in D.C., but check your city to find out what midweek events are happening also. So I'm looking at on the 7th, there'll be a Minority Business Roundtable CEO Business Summit. Then on December the 9th, 2012, all day, December 10th, 2012, all day, there's something called, an event called Lincoln Economic Development and Technology in Rural America. And from December the 11th through December 13th, there's the 2012 Renewable Energy World Conference and Expo North America. And then on December the 11th, there's the December Long Planet happening. This is really good and really important for us to know. Again, check out Minority Business Development Agency, U.S. Department of Commerce. Minority Business Roundtable CEO Business Summit is for entrepreneurs seeking share of $100 billion federal contracts and grants. Panel discussions include assessing corporate contracts and socioeconomic programs, assessing federal contracts, small business, directors, CEOs, strategies for success, federal procurement forecasts with chief acquisition officers, and legislative priorities in Congress 2013. This event, which will be on December the 7th from 8:30 to 5, will be at the Hyatt Grand Metro Center, 1000 H Street Northwest in D.C., 20001. Again, the time will be 8:30 to 5, and check out the Minority Business Roundtable website. And the event that is entitled Lincoln Economic Development Technology in Rural America, information is it will be held on December the 9th throughout the 10th, both all-day events. This summit focuses on why a seamless partnership among economic development organizations, institutions of higher learning, and the business community is critically important to ensuring that a rural America is an integral part of growing an innovative technology economy. And that would be at Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay, Cambridge, Maryland. For your complete information and registration, visit Choose Dorchester Organization, org, choosedorchester.org. The contact number is 410-228-0155. And then there's the event entitled the 2012 Renewable Energy World Conference and Expo North America, which is December 11th through the 13th, 8:32. One of the only all renewable energy shows in the country, Renewable Energy World North America uniquely offers unprecedented access to the latest information, solutions, and technologies driving the success of your business and the future of our industry. Join thousands of colleagues as one clean energy industry and see how 3 days can inspire new strategies and provide answers to your most critical questions. This year's program will consist of six tracks, including biomass, waste heat, geothermal, hydro, solar, utility integration, smart grid, and wind. Attend Renewable Energy World North America and benefit from the latest technology advancement in all the renewable energy sectors. Network with colleagues and business prospects during the co-located networking event. Sharing best practices in an interactive conversation. Receiving in-depth training in a competitive power college, CPC. Pre-conference workshop in a professional development hours. Location would be Orange County Convention Center, 9400 Universal Boulevard, Orlando, Florida, 32819. Registration fee options can be viewed at the following website link, renewableenergyworld-event.com/register.html. And here's another event that I mentioned. You know, the article that I shared regarding seasonal hiring was found right here at Minority Business Development Agency, U.S. Department of Commerce. So I'm sharing with you what's going on with their December calendar because you might be able to travel to these events or you might be in a city where these events are being held. And December Long Planet, something that most of us are very interested in. This free webinar, I love webinars. I'm going to have to sign up for this webinar. This free webinar will provide you information. Now, this is real important now, so many of you probably are interested in signing up for this webinar. This free webinar will provide you information on what lenders are looking for in a loan application. And that's what many of us want to know in regards to grants and loans, right? We want to know what they're looking for so we can be sure to provide the proper information, right? Right. So it goes like this. Are looking for in a loan application and how the SBA loans program can benefit your business. Attend either the 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time station or the repeat station at noon Eastern Standard Time. At the specified time, log in to connectmeeting.att.com. Again, the login link is connectmeeting.att.com. 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 And enter meeting code 8885821 44. Again, the meeting code is 8885821 44, and the access code is 2779422. The access code for the December Long Planet free webinar is 2779422. For questions, contact Valerie, V-A-L-L-E-R-I-E, Morse, M-O-R-S-E, at 802-828-4422, extension 211. You can also email her at Valerie, V-A-L-L-E-R-I-E, M-O-R-S-E, at sba.gov. This is something that I know I don't want to miss it, and I know many of you do not want to miss this December Long Planet. It's a free webinar scheduled for December 11th, 2012, at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10. The free webinar will provide us with information on what lenders are looking for in loan applications and how the SBA loan program can benefit our business. Attend either the 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time session or the repeat session at noon Eastern Standard Time. Again, specified time, log in to link is connectedmeeting.att.com. The meeting code is 888-582144, and the access code is 277-9422. Valerie Morse is the contact person. 802-828-4422, extension 211, and she can be emailed at Valerie, V-A-L-L-E-R-I-E, dot Morse, M-O-R-S-E, at sba.gov. So that's good to know, right? Good information to kick off the new year off knowing. Okay, then there's another event called the Top 10 Mistakes for Businesses to Avoid When Dealing with a Crisis. That's also on December 11th. And then there's the NAFTA series, Rules in Setting Up Agents, Distributors, and Direct Employee Presence in Mexico for December the 12th. And then there's the UNCF Special Programs Corporation's First Annual Knowledge Forum. So the Top 10 Mistakes for Businesses to Avoid Dealing with a Crisis. This is a webinar also which will be hosted on December the 11th. Business Continuity Strategies offered at Free SBA Agility Webinar. What are the biggest and most common mistakes business owners make when facing down a disaster event? It could be flooding caused by a big hurricane or the loss of sensitive and vital data inflicted by a hacked account. How you respond within the first few hours of the incident can either make your company a survivor or result in the costly failure of your business. Get tips on how to avoid making the mistakes that could cause you to lose your hard-earned assets at a free webinar hosted by Agility Recovery and the U.S. Small Business Administration on Tuesday, December 11th. Agility CEO Bob Board will share anecdotes from business owners who experience natural and man-made disasters. and what they learned during the recovery phase. SBA has partnered with Agility to offer business continuity strategies through its Prepare My Business website. Visit Prepare My Business, visit preparemybusiness.org to access previous webinars and for additional preparedness tips. The SBA provides disaster recovery assistance in form of low-interest loans to homeowners, renters, private nonprofits, and businesses of all sizes. To learn more, visit sba.gov/disaster. Okay, the what? The top 10 most common mistakes during a crisis, a presentation from Agility CEO Bob Board, followed by a question-answer session. When Tuesday, December 11, 2012, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and how the space is limited, so go ahead and register at 1.gotomeeting.com/register/258501528. So, again, that seems like that would be webinar not to miss. Also, and then two more events on the calendar. NAFTA series, rules and setting up agents, distributors, and a direct employee present in Mexico. Event date and time is December 12, 2012. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. In this webinar, you will learn about the rules and setting of agents and distributors in Mexico. You also learn how to have a direct employee present in Mexico, as well as the tax implications when hiring these services. Learn how to set up agents or distributors in Mexico. Learn about the rules and having a direct employee present in Mexico. Beware of possible tax implications for each service. Ask questions of the presenters and listen to the answers provided to other participants. There's a fee, $25. For more information, contact Linda Ambrosi at Linda, L-I-N-D-A dot A-B-B-R-U-Z-Z-E-S-E at trade.com. And last but not least, event on the calendar. It's the UNCF Special Programs Corporation First Annual Knowledge Forum. It's scheduled for December 13th, 2:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. UNCF Special Programs Corporation First Annual Knowledge Forum has assembled world-renowned thought leaders from government, private industry, and academia to share knowledge on topics highlighting global U.S. competitiveness in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, and small business and entrepreneurship, and the direct linkage to our nation's minority higher education institutions, capabilities, and achievements. UNCF SP and our expert thought leaders will discuss innovative academic, government, and industry programs and how critical the next generation of diverse talent will be needed to help solve present and future U.S. and global challenges. From and beyond the education experience, UNCFSP is pleased to have your organization and colleagues attend a high-impact business seminar. MBDA National Deputy Director Alessandra Castillo is one of the thought leaders on the Small Business Entrepreneurship and Innovative Panel. So visit the event website. So those are some amazing events that are happening. And again, that's the Minority Business Development Agency. And also you can check Minority Business Development Agency out at Facebook, Twitter, and also LinkedIn. And as a matter of fact, I am hooking up with their Facebook page right now. Well, trying to. Still trying to, huh? Well, I'm checking them out on Twitter, I guess. Well, that doesn't want to, on Twitter, you can contact them at USMBDA. And also on Facebook, USMBDA. So that's some important information. Not only did we get that great article, but also a wealth of information from the website. So that's real cool. Again, you can visit Minority Business Development Agency at mbda.gov. That is the Minority Business Development Agency's website. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wealth of information. See, it's important to be resourceful. And if you don't think you are a resourceful person, make sure, even if you don't make New Year's resolutions and goals, say, I would be more resourceful. You know, and you'd be amazed at the information that it's not that hard to be resourceful. And you know, you'd be amazed at what you can do. This is, I guess, is practically basically what I'm trying to say. Here's Andre Simone, America.
I'm
America, Andre Sermon. Network with him on Facebook. Follow him and tweet him at Andre Sermon, AndreCymone. Also, happy holidays. Wish you a Merry Christmas and, of course, a Happy New Year of 2013. Live streaming will stop in 1.5 minutes, but the show will continue on. Tomorrow's Matters of the Heart will broadcast at 5:30 a.m. as usual time. And I believe Thursday's show, Terrific Thursday, will be a primetime show also like today's show of Talk This Talk Tuesday. Here's Michael Anthony. Please come home for Christmas. Check out other amazing Christmas tunes from him at ReverbNation.com.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Baby.
March for Baby.
Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older
and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
Wow. Hey, I'm checking out an email from Reverend Jesse Jackson. This is weekly commentary, which can be seen in the Chicago Sun-Times. And this week's commentary, which is dated for December the 3rd, 2012, by Jesse Jackson Sr., is entitled Nothing Balanced About Focusing on Cuts for Vulnerable Americans. It reads, the pressure is growing in the face-off over the so-called fiscal cliff in Washington. The president put his plan on the table. Republican Speaker John Boehner rejected it out of hand, and then nothing. Republicans refused to make a counteroffer. They are apparently waiting for the president to make another offer. Obama made that mistake before and got nothing in return. He is not likely to make the same mistake again. Republicans are demanding that to get any increase in revenue to bring down deficits, Democrats have to agree to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. They have not said how much they won't cut, but Senate Leader Mitch McConnell suggested raising the eligibility age for Medicare by 2 years and changing the cost of living index for Social Security so that benefits lose value over time. Republicans have also voted for a budget in the House that would turn Medicaid into a block grant to the states and dramatically cut federal payment. These changes, we are told, are part of a balanced, with parentheses around balanced, agreement. Why is it balanced to cut programs for the most vulnerable Americans in exchange for closing some loopholes in the tax code? In parentheses there, he says that Republicans still object to raising tax rates on the rich. They might agree to more revenue, but only by going after tax deductions. Then his commentary states, we have the most extreme inequality since the Gilded Age. The richest 1% have as much wealth as 90% of Americans. Top tax rates have been coming down since Reagan. On the other hand, Social Security is the nation's most successful poverty program. It puts a floor on the seniors at the end of a long life of work that ensures they can live out their days with a minimum of security. Medicaid helps the poor, the disabled, and most of us in the last month of life. Older workers will find it extremely expensive to get health care at 65 and 66. These are cuts that will endanger lives, not whether a rich person can afford a bigger boat or a larger beach house. This is a classic case of what we used to call ham and egg justice. The chicken and the sow are asked to contribute to the breakfast. The hen lays an egg and keeps on moving, but the sow is forced to give up a leg that isn't balanced and it isn't just. Underneath, these high-profile issues are real concerns that are getting too little attention. First, pay attention to what is not on the table. More than 20 million people are still in need of full-time work. The president has asked for $50 billion for an infrastructure bank to help rebuild America. Republicans treat this as a joke, but in fact we need a much bigger plan to build this country and put people to work. If deficit reduction slows the economy, we will end up with higher unemployment and spreading misery. Second, pay attention to what the lobbies are pushing in the back rooms. For example, a group of CEOs has joined in a campaign to fix the debt. They say they want to reduce deficits and call for more revenue, but not higher top tax rates and cuts in Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid. But they're also lobbying in the back room to slip in a new tax break for multinationals that would exempt all profits reported abroad from U.S. taxes. This would be a multi-billion dollar bonanza for companies, encouraging them to move jobs or report profits abroad. It is a simple outrage that at the same time they are asking the most vulnerable seniors to share in the sacrifice. They are angling to get the biggest companies in the world another tax loophole. That isn't shared sacrifice. That's just shameless. And keep up with Reverend Jackson and the work of Rainbow Push Coalition at rainbowpush.org. Again, that is Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr.'s weekly commentary from the Chicago Sun-Times. And I was looking at the news earlier this evening, and I was checking out a story of Mitt Romney and Ann Romney shopping at a Costco, because some people have been in disbelief that they actually shop at Costco, and they actually showed them shopping at Costco. Also, I want to shout out Marcus Austin, who is a new follower of yours truly on Twitter. What's up, Marcus Austin? The Masterpiece, that is his handle. He is the new face, the new sound, the future of the music industry. So that's what he said. That's what's on his Twitter profile. So check out Marcus Austin, the Masterpiece. I will be following him back and checking him out myself. I see my friend Oza Dickens of Miami is Following me on Pinterest. Thank you, Ozai. Love her. She's so cool. But we're both Leos. And let's see, I'm just checking out other emails that I might have. Dallas Maverick has some things happening. Breaking news. The Hornets are changing their name to the Pelicans. You got to be kidding me. Some of you might have already heard this. The Hornets would change their name to the Pelicans. I like the Hornets. But if their names are the Pelicans, they're Pelicans, they are. Hornets would change names to Pelicans. Name change could happen as soon as 2013, the website reports. The New Orleans Hornets may take on a new set of wings, according to Yahoo Sports. The website said that the No Love-based team would change their name to the Pelicans as early as 2013-14 season. Yahoo cited numerous sources on the move. Tom Benson bought the Hornets in April, and a name change has been anticipated. Benson's wife Gail announced last Wednesday that the new team colors would be red, gold, navy, blue, the colors of the Louisiana state flag. And again, NS Dennis said again, on Wednesday night, Gail Benson, wife of Saints and Hornets owner Tom Benson, said in a television interview prior to the Hornets versus Utah game that the Hornets would be changing their name and team colors. And then I'm looking at where, wow. Okay, so there will be a name change for the next season for the Hornets. They will be more than likely known as the Pelicans beginning in 13-14 NBA season. Interesting, huh? I just posted it on Tumblr, so it's going out to all of my profiles and all of my online friends. That's interesting. Very interesting. Wow. Thank you for the amazing news. That's courtesy of WDSU, and also Your Black World Net is reporting that Cat Williams has announced his retirement from comedy. That's interesting. And also, get well, Kate. I'm so glad that Kate and Duchess Kate and Catherine and Prince William are expecting. I'm seeing reports that she is feeling much better on the second day of being hospitalized. Sending prayers for her to get well soon. We have to talk about this. This is something. It's not just the average morning sickness. It's no walk in the park, I hear. So, wow. But there's some talks that she might be, she might be having twins or a girl. Wouldn't it be cool if she had a female and male twin? Amazing. Wow. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, shout out to Ogle School in Arlington. Spoke with them again today. Shout out to Ogle School, all locations. Avita Institute, Dallas, Mississippi Institute for Hair, Skin, and Nails here in Mississippi, in Clinton, Mississippi also. So, this is different. I'm like a lot of like fun, amazing news. I just wanted to check my emails while I'm on the air because you never know what's breaking. And so, handling that New Orleans Hornets changing their names to the Pelicans story broke around 7 o'clock. So, wow. Again, I want to thank you. You can also check, thank you for viewing the profile, for checking out the live and the archive broadcast. Also, shout out to Ebony Empress. I caught some of her show. It was an interesting show today. I hope not to miss her broadcast on this Thursday also. And remember, the number number. Save it in your phone, put it in your address book. 714-409-0614. And then earlier during this broadcast, I was checking out some news stories, and that was so sad about the person that pushed the other person in front of a train. Did you all see that story, hear about that story? Okay, well, I'm checking out this article from ABC News. Subway, I've been seeing it, watching it on the TV, on the news, but this is something I'm checking out at abcnews.com. Subway pushed murder suspect, implicated himself, police say, and this is from Richard Esposito and Anthony Castellano and Colleen Curry. And they said that a suspect believed to be responsible for throwing a man into the path of an oncoming New York City subway train, who was taken into custody today, has made statements implicating himself, police said. According to Deputy Commissioner for the Public Information, Paul Brown, the suspect has been questioned by police since at least early afternoon, and I guess that was on early afternoon yesterday, because this story was published this morning. And while the suspect is in police custody, he has not been officially charged. Police are continuing to question the suspect, and more lineups have been scheduled for tomorrow, Brown said. Police have not released the suspect's name, but began questioning him Tuesday afternoon about the death of Kai Suk-yeon, 58, of Queens, New York. He was talking to the subway track at 49th Street, 7th Avenue, around 12:30 p.m. Monday, after Han confronted a mumbling man who was alarming other passengers on the train platform. He tried to scramble back onto the platform but was crushed by an oncoming train. The suspect fled the station, prompting a police dragnet. A man described by witnesses and see on surveillance video as a 6-foot-tall, 200-pound black man wearing dreadlocks in his hair. Witnesses tried to revive the victim after he was hit and provided descriptions of the suspect to police. Dr. Laura Kaplan, a medical resident at Beth Israel Medical Center, who was standing on the platform during the incident, rushed to give Han aid after he was hit. She said a statement released by her medical practice today. A security guard and I performed 3 to 4 minutes of chest compression. All of the family may find some comfort in knowing about the kindness of these good Samaritans as they endure this terrible loss, Kaplan said. I would like the family to know that many people in the station tried to help Mr. Han by alerting the subway personnel, she said. Kaplan said she wanted to console the family of Han, who she called a brave man trying to protect other passengers that he did not know. The suspect had reportedly been mumbling to himself and disturbing other passengers, according to ABC News affiliate WABC. Police told WABC that the suspect could be mentally disturbed. The suspect could be heard arguing with Han just moments before he hurled Han onto the track bed, according to surveillance video released by the police. The suspect is heard telling the victim to stand in line and wait for the R train. A freelance photographer for the New York Post was on the platform. He said he ran towards the train, flashing his camera, hoping to alert the train to stop in time. But the train caught Han against the shoulder deep platform wall. The photographer, R. Umar Abbasi, caught an eerie photo of Han with his head and arms above the platform and staring at the oncoming train. Han was treated by EMS workers on the platform for traumatic arrest and rushed to the Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead, according to the Fire Department of New York. I just heard people yelling. The train came to an abrupt stop about 3/4 into the station, and that's when I heard a man was hit by a train, Patrick Gomez told ABC News affiliate WABC. Police set up a command post outside the train station Monday night, searching nearby surveillance cameras to try and get a clear image of the suspect. Reports WABC, they said Tuesday that the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. That's 8477. The public can also submit tips by logging onto the Crime Stoppers website at NYPDCrimeStoppers.com or by texting their tips to 274637. Crimes, really. Just text your tips to Crimes. Then enter tip 577. All calls are strictly confidential, so remember that. The calls are confidential. So that is something. Wow. I mean, for real. But it's good to know that Samaritans step forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking after all of these years. The Christmas tree is lighting up the room. Hung up the stocking, that day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football, you ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself. It's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day come Mary's Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do. There just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard. Oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children. It was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day on Mary's Christmas.
Projects. Okay? You know, it's fun. And also, I love talking with you in the chat room also. It's always a blast. But it's been really a blast and really cool with this episode. All episodes are a blast. And tomorrow morning will be Matters of the Heart Wednesday. And we'll, of course, be talking about the holiday season, just, you know, spreading love if you're single and, or if you're happily involved or, you know, you're working on making things better. It's just good, you know, because we talk about all things matters of the heart. You never know who might call us sometimes. Sometimes it's the scheduled guests, and sometimes they're all the surprise callers, which is always fun to talk positively on the subject matters of the heart in regard to love, romance, our lack of marriage, divorce, dating, all of that good stuff, you know, breakups and heartaches and makeups and all that. So be sure to spend some time, if you can, at 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on tomorrow. Big shout out to not only the local listeners here in Jackson, Mississippi, and state of Mississippi in this region and this beautiful nation of USA, but also international listeners and my online and offline friends. You are a blessed and amazing support system. This is the season to be thankful, and we should be thankful every day. But I am thanking those of you that are so encouraging and so supportive and so believing. And also I'm thanking those of you that I believe in. I know 2013 would be an amazing year for you. I feel that it would be an amazing year for all of us. You know, we just have to continue being positive and God first and just push it forward. It's not easy for really none of us, regardless of how easy it looks like for us. We all go through our ups and downs, our gains, our losses. You know, our times of feeling like we can conquer the world and our times of feeling a little self-doubt, right? We're human. And one of my inspirations, David Harrison Levy, he talked on his page and throughout internet verse regarding the topic of perfect. None of us are perfect, even though we seek to be perfect. You know, so it's, a lot of us are our own worst critic, and that's good. But then sometimes we go a little too overboard. So let's not be too hard on ourselves. But, you know, there are many people who are hard on us, right? So it's important to have that thick skin, too, out here in this world, regardless of where you are in this world. If you're in small town or in a deep south city like I, or in big city New York, or in London, or in Australia, regardless of where we are, it's important for us to have that go-getting attitude and to be positive. And if we don't have that tough skin, to build a tough skin, but we all, and but it's also important for us to be compassionate and loving and giving also. You know, it's so weird, isn't it, that we have to wear many hats. But that is the case in surviving this life and enjoying this beautiful life also, right? I know, right? Here's Dread Dave, Karen, and Sharon, and again, I thank you so much for your support and for listening to the show, and all my info is right here at the information section of the profile at blogtalkradio.com/KULTRESHOKENT-BAT. You also follow me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I've been on there a couple months. Instagram.com, Culture Shot Inc. Bet. Pinterest, love networking on Pinterest. Pinterest.com, KULTRESHOKBTH. Tumblr, Culture Shot Inc. Bet.tumblr.com. Hey, the voice has been good, has it not? I know. But it's time to conclude the show. And here's Dread Dave. Karen, Sharon, and until next time, God willing, I look forward to spending time with you all and talking the holiday season and, you know, the topic would be single and satisfied. Even those of you, and I talk with people who are in good relationships now, married or have a good exclusive relationship or whatever, a good open relationship or whatever. But one thing I always hear from people is that it's good to maintain a good single and satisfying life. You know, I talk to male and females, and it's good to have that good single and satisfied lifestyle sometimes, in many cases, to appreciate a good, well-grounded relationship with another. You know, so we'll talk about being single and satisfied. Some people think that single people are unhappy. And it's kind of weird because I'm amazed that some of the single people that I know, they seem to be very happy. Even those that are looking for love and would like that special one in their lives, one thing that they have is that they're very positive, very optimistic. Yeah, they don't have a significant other, a spouse, a partner, but there is something about them that is very magnetizing. And I guess that's important because if you're going around moping out bitter, then how can you attract the person that you need in your life? So we'll talk about being single and satisfied. Okay? And so thank you again. Happy holidays. And, of course, we're going to be talking holiday season, romance and holiday season. But History of Days, Karen is sharing. Again, thank you so much. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. The information is on the information section of my profile here at blogtalkradio.com. But KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com is the email address. Email me some awesome music to play, especially holiday tunes, Christmas tunes, and also awesome PSAs that you might have, and your media and press kits for those of you that would like me to mention your project are also interested in being a guest. I invite people, but if you're interested in being a guest or guest co-host, please let me know, okay, so we can just have a super great time. Here's Dread Days. Karen is sharing.
Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate you make. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made.
Christmas, GIs. And thank you.
Thank you.